Well, good evening. It's a pleasure and an honor, as always. First, I'm going to read an account from the Gospels. We all know it, or we think we all know it, especially us who preach. We think we know the book, but we don't. Every time there's a new something we haven't seen, or it touches us differently, it ministers to our hearts, so we're going to hear what Holy Scripture says from Luke chapter 2, and we'll start at verse 8. That night there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared among them, with the radiance of the Lord's glory shining all around them. They were terrified, but the angel reassured them. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Christ, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. And you will recognize him by this sign. You will find him wrapped snugly in strips of cloth lying in a manger." Suddenly the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth to those with whom he is pleased." That's what Holy Scripture says. Rescue. It's a dramatic word, that, isn't it? You all jumped up. You know, whether it's a cat caught up a tree and the firemen have to climb a ladder to get it, or do you remember the Chilean miners trapped underground in the mine? I knew people that stayed up all night to watch that on telly because we love a rescue. We love a rescue story. It's exciting. You know, the poor fireman up a ladder trying to get the cat out of the tree, people will stand around and watch. You know, there's stories of hope. They want to see the happy ending. People will cheer and shout because somebody has been rescued. My wife put me on a rescue mission this afternoon. As you know, my wife and my stepdaughter get a real Christmas tree, and they buy the one that they think nobody will want. And I called him Stan, our Christmas tree. Evie said I had to give him a name, so I called him Stan. And we got it all out, and the branch was broke in the middle. Oh, we had duct tape round, we got the scissors out, that didn't work. We had to cut him down and then put him. But we rescued him, and it's a happy ending, and it's all in the glory of a Christmas tree in our front room, and it's the first one, Christmas together of our marriage. So the Christmas tree made it. But that's it, we love a rescue story. And here we have an angel telling a group of shepherds about the ultimate rescue story. We're going to focus on one verse. The Savior, yes, the Christ, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem. Savior, one who saves. Or, as we sing at SVC, he's my rescuer. He's the one who came. His name is Jesus. He's the Messiah, the Christ. And he's the Lord. He came into this world that we've just sang about. God the Son. God who dwells in time and space forever and ever came to this earth to be born as a baby to save. He said, "I came to seek and to save that which was lost." We weren't even looking for him. We were running away from God, and God came to seek us. He didn't say, "You lot, I've had enough of you. I'm sick of you all. I want nothing to do with you." He says, "My heart breaks for all of those people, and I'm going to do something about it." And this is what he did. He came down to earth, took on human flesh, lived a perfect life, was kind to the outsider, welcome the stranger, the foreigner, the prostitute, the names we don't say because, well, it's not socially acceptable. Jesus was out there with them. Jesus welcomed them. He not only taught the golden rule, he embodied it. He cared for the poor, the sick, and the outcast. Perfectly. All the time. And then on the cross, the death he died, he bore the sins of his people so he could save, and that those who come to him can be accepted and welcomed into the family of God. That's God's gift. That's God's Christmas present. The Lord Jesus Christ giving us eternal life, a life with him, knowing God forever and ever. That's the greatest gift. He is the Christ, the promised one, the one Israel was waiting for, the one the prophets spoke about, the great suffering servant and the coming and glorious king. This is the Lord Jesus Christ. And he's the Lord. He's master. Not just God in that sense of Lord, but he's the master. He's the head of the church. And those who come to him for forgiveness submit to him as Lord. And he gives them a new life, a new heart, new desires, new dreams and ambitions, and a new destiny. Eternal life with him forever. He makes, as I preached at the baptism, our sisters here today, new creations. Everyone who is a Christian in here today is a new creation in Christ Jesus. The old things have passed away, and behold, the new has come. All sins have been forgiven. They've been nailed to the cross. You're a child of God, accepted, beloved, more loved than you could ever dream or imagine. And Jesus Christ is the gift that keeps on giving. There's treasures of grace, mercy, love, compassion to overflowing in the Lord Jesus Christ. We never get bored of him. We never get fed up of him. He is easy to live with, Tozer said in one of his books. He's all in all, and he's everything you can ever wish for and more besides forever. So, God offers his gift to you today. Will you take him up on it? If you're not a Christian today, and you think, wow, that sounds, what that angel talked about, that sounds amazing. I can have forgiveness, acceptance, peace, love, a new family, a father who loves me unconditionally. You can have that today. Call out in your seat. Just call out and say, Lord, save me. Take me as I am. I'm yours. I surrender. Whatever it is, just say it. Just say, Jesus. You know, it says, he who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. That's all you have to do from a pure heart. And he says, whoever comes to me, I will never cast away, ever. So if you want to do that, if you do that tonight, please tell somebody. And if you are a Christian, Jesus is the gift that keeps on giving, as I've said. Delight in him. Get to know him. Hear the story that these beautiful people are going to tell us. And try and hear it as if you've never heard it before. And please, you too, my friends who are Christians, get to know Jesus. You know, because it's as if sometimes we've never met him before. He astonishes us at how amazing he is. So if that's you today, we invite you to come to Christ. And we love you. God bless you.